This is Donald Harvey Marks, and I will read to you an introduction and the first chapter of my dangerous medical fiction, Her Charm Was Contagious. A dangerous doctor and a patient who just loved everyone to death. What if your own doctor suffered crippling mental health issues of aging, memory loss, jealousy, uncontrolled anger? How will it affect the treatments they deliver? Everyone knows that Dr. Vincent Pasternak, the aging founding physician for the Haven Medical Group, has a growing jealousy and paranoia. He fears that his junior partners believe him incompetent and want to replace him. But Vincent's medical group is his life, his baby, and he may be pushed into extreme measures to protect his position. Vincent's associates include easygoing general internist Keith Tamberer, Stanley, the extrovert cardiologist, and Everett, the introvert and highly religious gastroenterologist. Together, these four physicians suffer from all of the seven cardinal sins: wrath, greed, sloth, pride, lust, envy, and gluttony. Keith's main goal is to simply practice medicine and stay out of everyone's way. As the story develops, Keith realizes that Vincent has serious interpersonal and psychiatric problems. As Keith sees his partners die one by one, he develops a serious concern for his own safety. He wonders if the deaths are linked and why these doctors would be targeted. As things fall apart around him and trouble with the hospital and with lawyers dog him, Keith begins to see the outline of a plot against all the partners, and he is forced to develop an attitude of survival. Her Charm Is Contagious is interpersonal medical fiction at its best and will appeal to anyone in contact with health professionals, nurses, office staff, paramedics, administrators, doctors, and most of all, patients will recognize all these characters, their bizarre actions, and perhaps relate to their sometimes irrational emotional behavior. You will be left wondering which parts are fiction, what actually occurred, and what the author left out. Her Charm Was Contagious, medical fiction by Dmitry Markov. On weekends particularly, few patients presented themselves to the Haven General Emergency Room during primetime dinner time or movie time. Accident and trauma were for the most part exempt from this jaded observation, and so when 36-year-old Alex Winston was nearly dragged, gasping and panting by his wife and two young sons to the ER front desk, Linda, the triage nurse, stopped to pay Alex serious attention. His very crippled physique and desperate appearance boded only disaster for the worst sort, for all but the novice or the blind. Caucasian, overweight, lax of muscle and belly, Alex bore that characteristic deathly ashen pallor well known to medical staffs everywhere. The operations officer at IntuiSoft, a dot-com startup, Alex was an administrative position of great responsibility and social sensitivity. Unfortunately, his job didn't allow for such luxuries of the corporate world as healthy eating habits or regular exercise. An hour ago, Alex had been felled by a chest pain so severe, a tightness so crushing, he had felt as if an elephant were actually seated atop his ribs. The accompanying shortness of breath was so frighteningly complete that Alex felt the angel of death ripping out his lungs and roping a pillow tight over his mouth. Still, Alex fought for control and elected to drive himself to the ER rather than call for an ambulance. He told his wife this trip was strictly as a precaution, denying the obvious as he drove. At this point, Alex was only left with enough strength to clutch his chest in a pose characteristic of cardiac disease and speak in low grunts as he struggled forward. A newly opened pack of cigarettes protruded unashamedly from the front pocket of a sports shirt bearing his name and the insignia of the exclusive Haven Golf and Country Club. He gasped in labored breaths and seemed to stare elsewhere through glazed eyes, his every movement a painful effort, slowed almost to extinction. Alex opened his mouth one last time, as if to plead for that which he already knew he had lost, realizing beyond hope he had no valid claim to make, and certainly nothing helpful to say that wasn't already painfully obvious to everyone, including, at this point, to him. Eyes slowly rolling back in his head, Alex collapsed with the momentum of a giant thousand-year-old redwood tree, shaking the forest bed with the weight of its impact as it slammed mercilessly against his new home, the cold ground. His wife screamed and his sons cried out as they clung tightly to their mother.